Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Man Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We are now in Masechet Baba Batra Daf Kuf Mem Amud Bet, beginning the second Mishnah of the ninth Perek, again dealing with a normal case of Yerusha. And now we're going to deal with the very abnormal existence of something called a Tumtum, which is a child born without any obvious genitalia. Hiniach Banim Vanot V'Tumtum. Now, remember, in the last Mishnah, we dealt with Nechasim Rubin and Nechasim Muatin. If a child, if the estate has significant enough funds or does not, how things will play out as far as the Yerusha and Mizonot. And so, therefore, if he left sons, daughters, and a Tumtum, is Manshon Nechasim Rubin, if the there is enough, which we said is enough to feed them until maturity, the males, who will get an inheritance, can tell the tumtum, you go to the girls and you get fed with them. Because the tumtum is a suffix. Nechasim wa'atin, if there's little, the girls can push the tumtum off and say, you go to the males who don't get anything. Haomer, now, a similar thing. Im teled ishti zachar yitol manem. If a man's wife is pregnant, and he says, if it's a male, then I will put 100 into that kid's fund. If that's the case, then that's the case. If she has a girl, I'll give her 200, which implies that having a girl is preferable, so we'll see about that. If she has a girl, then the girl gets 200. In other words, exactly how it plays out. There's nothing new there. The only thing that's odd is that the example they give has him giving more money for a girl than a boy. And if he says both, then Vialda Zachar Nekeva, and it turns out she has twins. Zachar Nekeva, then Zachar Notamanev, and Nekeva Notamatayim. He has to pay all 300 out. But Yalda Tumtum, if he said, if my wife has a Zachar 100, or Nekeva 200, and she has a Tumtum, and an hotel, the Tumtum gets nothing. Imamar Kol Mashte Leidishti Yitol, but if she, he says, whatever my wife gives, has a, if my wife has a baby, he'll get, then 100 or whatever the amount is, Harezi Yitol, then a Tumtum does get, because it's a birth. And by the way, if there's no other kids, then that Tumtum is going to inherit everything. Okay, now the Gemara immediately asks the question, Dochinoto b'shakel kabat, in the case when they when they're in Nechasim Rubin, you're gonna tell me that the boys can push him over to the girls, so he doesn't get inheritance, but he will get fed. Haktani Seifa, Yalda Tumtum, in an hotel. But in the Seifa, we said that a Tumtum doesn't have rights as a girl either. Because we said, if the fellow says, if my wife gives birth to a Zachar, it's this amount, and a Nekiva, it's this amount, it turns out it's a Tumtum, he gets nothing. So I'm buying a Dochino Tovein Lo. What it means is that the boys push him off to the girls, but in the meantime, the girls also make sure he doesn't get fed. So in other words, he really does not get anything. That's the way Abai sees it. Rava Amar Dochino Tov Yeshlo. Rava says no, that the boys push him over to the girls, and he's fed like a girl. So how do we deal with the end of the Mishnah, which indicates that a Tumtum is neither a boy nor a girl? Seifa Atan Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Seifa follows Rav Shimon Gamliel. Did not. We have in the Mishnah, Yalda Tumtum Vandrigonis, Shimon Gamliel Omer Ein Kedusha Chala Alehen. If the animal, this is a Bechor, gives the first one is a Tumtum, then there is no Kedusha on it at all. In other words, it's not a male nor a female. The particular case there, is a case in Masechet Tmura where a fellow says that if an animal was about to give birth to its first runt, whatever, and the fellow says, if the guy says, whatever is in there is a zachar, so this is how you can get out of paying the bechor. You could say it's an ola. If it's a nekevah, it's a shlamim. And then if she gave birth to two zacharim, then one is an ola, and the other one is sold to people who have to pay an ola, and the money goes to chulin. If she had two nekevot, you do the same thing with shlamim. But if she gave birth to a tumtum and androgynous, Shmuel Eliyahu says there's no kedusha at all. because it doesn't fit either model. So the difference from Gamliel is of the opinion that a tumtum is not a suffic male, suffic female. It's some sort of weird creature. It's sui generis. Right, so meitave tumtum yoresh keban v'nizon kebat. We have a challenge against Abaye. We have a brighter that says that a tumtum inherits like a son and it's fed like a daughter. So bishtam al rava korn rava will also work. Yoresh keban menachasim muatin. He inherits like a son when he doesn't inherit, meaning when there's not enough money. So he inherits like a son but not inheriting. Nizon kebat menachasim ruben. And he's fed like a daughter when there is money because he is fed. Abaye, my nizon kebat. But according to Abaye, what does nizon kebat mean? He's never fed. So v'tamech l'rava my yorish keben. But the truth is, Rava's not in such a great position because what is yorish keben? Ela ra'ui l'rash ve'en lo. It means that he's somebody who theoretically would inherit, but he's not going to because they're not money. Achrami ra'ui l'zun ve'en lo. Same thing. He'd be somebody who should be fed, but he won't be fed. So Abaye can get out of it that way, meaning that the statement isn't that he actually gets that money, but that it theoretically would be somebody who could. Okay, later on the Mishnah, we have this deal. The fellow says, if it's a boy, 100, etc. Why is the Mishnah pick this example where it implies that a man would rather have a son than a daughter than a son? We have this in the 8th pair. Anybody who doesn't leave a son to inherit him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maaleh Alav Evra. We assume here that somebody who didn't really try to have that many children, had a daughter or two, and then stopped, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry with him. Shenemar v'ha'avartem et nachlato levito. It's a play on the word Evra, anger, and l'ha'avir. V'ein ha'evra, havara, ela evra, shenemar, yoma evra ha'yomahu. Again, a play on that, anger. Now, the answer is, one, le'inyan yerusha ben adifle. You're right. As far as having an heir, it's ben rather have a son. Le'inyan harvacha bat adifle. But as far as having money in the house, you'd rather have the daughter with the money because you want her not to have to go out and beg. U'shmuel amar, Shmuel gives a different answer. Hachama keratoskin. We're talking about a woman who's giving birth to the first child. U'chra rav chista. Diyam rav chista bat chilasim in siman yafal banim. Rav chista said, having a daughter first is a siman, a good siman for having sons afterwards. Now, why? Ikadamri demar bialacha. One is because she'll help raise the boys. Ikadamri delashalta bein abisha. There's no ayin hara, because the first was a daughter. However, we understand ayin hara. We've dealt with that several times in our masachet. And Rav Chista ulididi bantan adifa limi bani. And Rav Chista said, for me, having daughters, a famous daughter of Rav Chista, Umer Ukva, and then Ramachama, and then Rava, daughters are better than for me than sons. Question is why, whether it's because he had sons who died. The other possibility is it's Rabbi Yehuda who does favor daughters. We'll see what the context is. Hey, Rabbi Yehuda, which statement of Rabbi Yehuda? Elam Rabbi Yehuda de Bakol. It's if it's the Rabbi Yehuda of the famous drasha we had at the end of the first parak. Of Bakol de Tanya, Badunai Barach Davram Bakol. Rameir Shalo Ayalo Bad. Rameir says, what was the bracha? That he only had sons. Rabbi Yehuda married the opposite. I tell a bat, Bakol Shma. He had a daughter whose name was Bakol. So Rabbi Yehuda thinks that the great bracha is dafka to have a daughter. So aim to shamat le the Rabbi Yehuda bar to nami lo chasur achman al Avram. No, all Rabbi Yehuda was saying there was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avram everything, including a daughter. Tadifa me bem nishamat le, but we never heard from that bright to the Rabbi Yehuda holds having a daughter is better than a son. Allah Rabbi Yehuda must be another statement of Rabbi Yehuda. Tatanya mitzvah azunat tabanot v'kavachomer labanim da'aski b'torah v'ver meir. Meir says you have to feed your daughters and kavachomer feed your sons because they're studying Torah. Rabbi Yehuda meir mitzvah azunat tabanim says the opposite. It's mitzvah to feed your sons v'kavachomer labanot to lo litzalan kavachomer. You should feed your daughters so they shouldn't be disgraced having the bag. All right, so we see that Rabbi Yehuda held that person favors his daughters more. Okay, so that may be the reason the Mishnah picked that example. So we now have three explanations. Explanation number one is that it's better to have the daughter have more money, kind of similar to Rabbi Yehuda's position. Second one is it's a woman who's giving birth to her first child based on the notion that bat tchila siman yafel banim for one of the two explanations we gave. Or it's Rabbi Yehuda who maintains that there is a greater obligation to take care of your daughters. So Elohad etanya elda zachar nekiva hazachar notel shisha derim nekiva notel shnei dinarim. But we have a brayta that in the same case as our Mishnah says that if a woman in such a case gives birth to twins, a boy and a girl, the boy gets 150 and the girl gets 50. But my, what's the case? So Ravashi, Amrita, Shmata, Kamidor of Kahana, I I taught this in the Yeshiva of Kirov Kahana, and I explained Bimisares. It's somebody who kind of confuses the terms of precedence as follows. Amar, Zachar Tchila Amataim. He said as follows, if she has gives birth to a male first, then 200 to that boy. Nekiva Chara V'lo Klum. And if afterwards it's a girl, and he knew it was twins, and he says if it's a boy and then a girl, then the boy gets 200, the girl gets nothing. If the girl's first, she gets 100, and the boy will get 100 afterwards. So what happened? She had twins, boy and girl. We don't know which was born first. So the Zachar gets 100, because either way, he was at least going to get 100. The other 100, is Maman that's now in doubt, because if the boy was first, he would get 200. If the girl was first, they'd each get 100. So the second 100 is Mona Muta Basafik for Cholkin, so they split it. He gets 150, she gets 50. Bahadatanya Zachar Nikiva Elo Elamane. So we have another bright that, and again, it's a piece of it that says if she gave birth to a boy and a girl, then he, we have to see who he is, only gets 100. Hechemishkachala, what's that? I'm Ravina Masreini. That's talking about a different case where you say, whoever informs me. Meaning, I'm paying not the child, I'm paying whoever brings me the good news. The guy is far away, and his wife is somewhere else. It's Yehuda up in Chsiv, and his wife is somewhere else. And he's saying, whoever it is who's going to inform me that my wife gave birth, I'll give him money. Tana Vasreini, Bama Niftar Rachma Shalishti, whose wife was pregnant with their first child. If somebody will tell me what opened my wife's womb, Im Zachar Yitol Manet. If it's a boy, I'll give the guy 100. Yalda zacharon tamaneh, then that's what he has to do. Im nekeva maneh, if the guy says, if it's a girl, I'll pay 100. Yalda nekevano tamaneh. If the guy comes and says, your wife gave birth to a girl, he has to give that guy 100. Yalda zacharon nekeva, but if that's what he said, and it turns out that she had twins, boy and girl, ain lo ela maneh. That's the piece that we saw. The fellow still only gets 100. Ava zacharon nekeva lo amar, but why does he get anything? After all, that wasn't part of the deal. What the guy said was, if it's a Zachar, I'll pay 100, or if it's a Nekeva, I'll pay 100. The answer is, Damar Namim Zachar Nekeva, Namim Tol Maneh. He also said that. So, Lemute Mai, the answer is Lemute Nefel, that all he was trying to do was to say, as long as he tells me that my wife gave birth to a living child, I'll pay him 100. Okay, so if it's a boy, 100, if it's a girl, 100, if it's a boy and a girl, he still gets only 100, because all he was trying to do was to say, as long as the news is not bad news, that the child was miscarried, stillborn, then I will pay him. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up in the next podcast in the middle of this discussion. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.